Part of the move to curb the opioid crisis is causing fear in the medical community, doctors who fear they'll be prosecuted for prescribing opioids. One result, a growing population of patients no one seems to know what to do with. They're with chronic pain, already dependent on opioids, and now needing to find new doctors willing to treat them. From Rochester, New York, Karen Chakurji reports.
One day, Rebecca Shriver was at work helping an elderly patient get to the bathroom when the patient became unsteady.
So if I didn't put my leg out or tried to catch her, she would have cracked her head on the wall.
Shriver was a nurse at the time in Buffalo, New York. She had twisted her knee a few months earlier, and that day, as she tried to keep her patient from falling, things took a turn for the worse.
We both fell, and that resulted in the disease I have now.
Shriver developed something called complex regional pain syndrome. It's a chronic pain disease that, over the past 7 years, has spread from her right leg to her groin, buttocks, and back.
It's like I can feel the nerves, and I can feel them just on fire.
To deal with the pain, Shriver took the drug hydrocodone for years. But when she missed an appointment with her doctor and couldn't reschedule right away, she ended up without medication. Her pain became unbearable and she went into withdrawal. Next stop, the ER, where she got pain pills and injections. But once she was able to see her doctor,
she accused me of buying street drugs. She said those words exactly. I know you bought street drugs.
Shriver says her doctor explained that a urine test showed elevated levels of her medication, something that Shriver thinks may have manifested because of her visit to the ER. Her doctor decided to stop treating her, adding Shriver to a growing population of patients across the country called inherited patients who have to find a new doctor to treat their pain when another doctor discontinues their treatment.
I felt abandoned and just scared, overall scared.
Ultimately, she kind of eventually really found herself without anybody to really take care of those medications.
This is Dr. Paul Updike, medical director for substance abuse services at Catholic Health in Buffalo. Shriver was referred to Updike by the doctor who stopped treating her for pain. He says the epidemic has put physicians on high alert that opioids can lead patients to addiction, something that takes time to monitor and determine.
As the concerns have become more and more, providers are less and less inclined to go through that work, and they're just more inclined to say, okay, I can't do this anymore, and stop the prescription, which really may not be the best move.
Some doctors are also concerned because of growing regulations and investigations. The Drug Enforcement Administration, for example, recently announced 28 arrests and revoking 147 licenses.
Throughout the country, there's been so many of these cases that more and more physicians are afraid that they are going to get into trouble if they prescribe these medications to a patient.
DEA does not regulate the practice of medicine. You know, DEA has no interest in regulating the practice of medicine.
John Martin is the assistant administrator for the Diversion Control Division at the Drug Enforcement Administration. He worked on that latest surge to investigate what he calls dirty doctors.
There's that small percentage of practitioners that are not following the law. If they're doing what they are taught in medical school and through their continuing education, they have nothing to fear. We do not want to get in the way of a doctor and his or her patient.
But what about the patients? How do all these investigations impact patient care?
It shouldn't affect a patient getting the proper medication that they need. Again, that is not our intent of doing, you know, these enforcement actions. Our intent is to stop the diversion of controlled pharmaceutical drugs that are contributing to this epidemic that we have.
But in some cases, and for all kinds of reasons, patients do find themselves cut off from medication they've become dependent on. Dr. Douglas Gourlay says stopping prescriptions alone is not the solution.
It presupposes that all of those inherited patients will quietly go off in the corner and suffer and do nothing about it. The reality is they do plenty about it.
Gourlay is the former director of pain and chemical dependency at the Wasser Pain Management Center in Toronto. He's been writing about inherited patients for years. He points out that opioid prescribing guidelines tend to address what to do with new patients, leaving physicians unsure of how to help patients already taking opioids.
What do you do with all the people who we put on opioids? Are we simply willing to accept that a big number of them will die because they're going to buy pills off the street? I mean, is that a win?
Rebecca Shriver considers herself lucky. She found new doctors to treat her. She stopped taking hydrocodone for pain and now takes medical marijuana and Suboxone instead. Both help her manage pain and withdrawal.
It's like a fog has been lifted from my brain.
Shriver says she's happier with the regimen she's on now. She just wishes that she didn't have to have such a traumatic break in treatment to get on it. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Chakurjee.